brought to you by Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Bailey Chevrolet, Mountain View Auto Parts, your local Part City Auto Parts store, Greg's Body Shop, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, Foster's Appliance, Coulter Heating and Cooling, the Anchor 24-Hour Convenience Store, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, the Ozark Trading Post, Monarch Realty, Mountain View Lumber Company, Gentleman Jim's Towing, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Godfather's Pizza, Simmons Bank, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Video live stream made possible by Casey's Tree Service, Jack and Sally's Get and Go Deli and Cafe, and by Champs Fitness.
Liberty Eagles football on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Well, welcome to week one. Here we are, Liberty, and the 2026 season is about to get underway. All the summer camps and jamborees are in the rearview mirror. Now you're playing for keeps. Liberty, of course, coming off a fantastic year, a historic season last year, finishing 10-3 and making it all the way to the Final Four in high school football, losing to eventual champion Blair Oaks. Liberty graduated some dandy football players, and they'll look to just reload that six-shooter for the 26th season. We'll be leaning on this group of players early, and then, of course, you know, as the season goes on, your class ones, your class twos, that's where you really work to develop the depth of your team. But Liberty will look at a junior, number three, Roger Hafner, another junior, number four, Easton Smotherman, a sophomore, number seven, Graham Toon, a senior, number nine, Jasper Melby, a sophomore, number 11, Carter Ellett, and another junior, 13, Cooper Holden, and 44, a junior, Wyatt Cox. And there at trenches, Liberty will lean on 53, a senior, Matthew Brooks, another senior, 55, Paxton Hunter, a junior, 56, Brian Thompson, a senior, 58, Preston Smothers, a senior, 59, Caden Day Garner, and we may even see some Blake Hendricks as well, a junior, 57. And also Liberty will lean on 77, a senior, Reed Toon. So Liberty, again, coming off a heck of a year last year, and they're opening the season at home here at the Nest, and they're going to host Scott City with Chaffee. They're the Rams, and their starters tonight on offense, the number five, a junior, Caden Talley, another junior, number 11, Tucker Johnston. He'll be a wide receiver. The quarterback is kind of their focal point. He's a senior, wearing number 12, Lane Miller. Number 17, another senior, Adam Swinford. And we'll also see number 19, a tight end, sophomore, Hunter Speakman. A senior running back, Chase Knight. He wears 26. And at the line of scrimmage, a freshman wearing number 52, Bryce Gramlish, and a junior wearing 53, Tyson Proctor. We'll also see 56, a freshman, Mason Holvey, a senior, 57, Leland Parker, and a senior, 72, Carson Clover. That's your starters for tonight's contest. Liberty, Class 2. It is official. Misha released the district, the classifications, and district. Liberty will be Class 2, District 3, with Ava, Houston, Liberty, Willow Springs, Fairgrove, Forsyth, and Springfield Catholic. Now it's already buzzing. You know, who do you think will win it? You know, let's play three games. You know, let everybody get about three games in, and that picture kind of comes a little clearer. The thing that, you know, with a Class 2 school, you know, health. How healthy can you be when it comes time for district? That is huge. Depth, of course, you know, like Liberty. I think Liberty has about 30 football players out this year, which kind of surprises me. I figured they're, you know, coming off the season that they've had, you know, I figured there'd be a lot more Liberty students that would want to be a part of it, but they got 30 football players this year, and they will run with that. The girls, the volleyball girls, they are in St. Joseph, and they're competing. They're going to play, I think they've already played once, and they're going to play at 7 p.m. again tonight. Then they play two games tomorrow. So Tyler, he's off on assignment. He's up there with that, and we'll be getting updates from him as the evening goes on, as the Lady Eagles compete in St. Joseph. So we wish them the best of luck. We've got some great sponsors we're going to be hearing from. And, of course, live video stream is going to be compliments of Jack and Sally's Deli and Cafe. They're in Mountain View. They got something really cool. It's a grab-and-go. They've got food ready. And it's, you know, Monday through Friday. They're open at 5 a.m. So if you're headed to the woods, you're headed to the lake, you're headed to work, you're headed to school, man, you can pop in at Jack and Sally's. They're in Nappy Town and just grab and go. They've got also, you know, daily specials, breakfast and lunch. And we will be there Saturday mornings around 8 a.m. And, you know, you want to drink coffee, eat breakfast, talk Liberty sports, that's where it's going to go down at Jack and Sally's in Nappy Town every Saturday morning. Also, we want to thank Champs Fitness. You know, the fitness center is open 24/7. Volleyball lessons also can be handed out there. And private virtual fitness, also nutrition coaching. Check them out on their webpage, getfit@champsfitness.com. And Casey's Tree Service. Casey's Tree Service, they are professional tree harvesters. They can, you know, if you've got a dangerous tree in your yard or around close to your house, your shop, your property, man, that can be very dangerous. Deal with the pros. Tracy's Tree Service in Mountain View can help you out, and they service the surrounding area as well. Big thank you. Shout out to TNT Wi-Fi and also Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. We've got, we're about 12 minutes away from kickoff. We'll have the national anthem coming up here in just a few. Again, it's week one of high school football, and there's some good games that's going to be going on in and around the area as well. Fair Grove is at Mountain Grove. The Thayer Bobcats, I believe, they're taking on Pocahontas tonight. The Willow Springs Bears are at Miller. The West Plains Zizzers are at Miller Career Academy. That's up by St. Louis. So a lot of football. It's week one. We're going to take a break, and we shall come back. And we'll talk a little more Liberty football. Right now they're going to sing the national anthem. Stay put. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling in Willow Springs, servicing the surrounding areas, and they're on call 24 hours a day. Does not matter. You call them, they'll be there. Holidays, they'll be there. 417-469-3982. Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling, keeping you warm in the winter and nice and cool in the summer, and they've been doing it for years. Again, on call 24 hours a day. 417-469-3982. A Ream Pro Partner.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor. Got a guitar collecting dust? An amp you never use? Or gold and silver coins tucked away in a drawer? Turn them into something useful at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. Buy, sell, or pawn musical instruments and gear, and bring in your gold and silver coins for top prices. Whether you're looking for your next guitar or ready to turn valuables into cash, make the smart stop. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
And welcome back. Here we go. Week one, Liberty High School football. The Eagles taking on the Rams, and it's the Scott City Rams co-oping with Chaffee. So, and at home. New field, got new turf out there, painted up. Sun is shining down on the stands. Of course, you know, the first couple of weeks they take water breaks. Temperature today was going to be right up around 90, and it's going to be hot again over the next several days. We're looking at tomorrow about 90 degrees. Sunday it's going to get up to about 92, 93. And then next week we're looking at sunny with highs in the mid-90s. Lows are going to be down around 73 degrees. Hey, I got, here we go. So, yeah, lows are going to be muggy as well, so going to be crazy hot. Liberty Eagles come out on the field, and the Rams are already on their sideline. They're right below the press box. Liberty is across from the press box on the side of the highway. Friday night in the Ozarks. It's big. This is a big, big night. Week one of high school football. Everybody's dreams and expectations are flying high. Captains will come out. We'll have the coin toss. Now, Liberty next week will be at Miller. And then week three, they will host Thayer. Week four, they're at the Hill in Ava. Week five, they head to Willow Springs. Week six, they're at home to Mountain Grove. Week seven, they host Kabul. Week eight at Salem. Week nine at Houston. And then, of course, the district tournament starts shortly, well, the following week after that. Again, Liberty is a Class 2 in high school football, and they will reside in District 3 with Ava, Houston, Willow Springs, Fairgrove, Forsyth, and Springfield Catholic. The Rams are in the yellow helmets, white jerseys, blue pants. Kind of resembles the, you know, the Ava Bear school colors and football uniforms. As we get closer to the coin flip, big thank you to Foster's Appliance, Liberty Eagle supporter. And, you know, Chase has got refrigerators, freezers, cook stoves, dishwashers. I mean, when it comes to, you know, your home appliances, go see Chase Foster at Foster's Appliance at Mountain View. Also servicing all makes and models. Gentlemen Gyms, towing sometime, you know, and wherever you need it towed. It's a done deal with Danny Boyd and Gentleman Jim's Towing. Also, something that's happens from time to time is, oops, I locked my keys in my rig. Well, Danny can help you out with that. Unlocks is, you know, right up Gentleman Jim's alley. And a big thank you to the Anchor Convenience Store in Mountain View. 24 hours, of course, gas and all the conveniences, coldest drinks in town. Godfather's Pizza. And the Godfather's Pizza establishment has, you know, I mean, it's a family deal. And now they're part of the chain gang. So, you know, the chain gang is now the Godfather's chain gang. But if you're looking to, you know, before game, after a game, looking for something to fill your belly, my favorite is the taco pizza. That's just, you know, thin crust taco pizza. Godfather's knocks out of the park. Their wings are fabulous, and they got ice cream. And they got a whole lot of other really goodies as well at Godfather's Pizza. Coulter Heating and Cooling, they're in Willow Springs, and they service the area. And the cool and groovy thing about Coulter's Heating and Cooling, they're available 24/7, at, you know, and holidays. If your heat or air goes down, you can call Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling, and Michael will take care of you. He'll make sure you don't sweat at night. He'll make you get a good night's sleep. He'll make sure you don't freeze neither. 24/7, their service center will help you out with your heating and cooling. Shelter Insurance, you can always cruise down and see Andrea McNew in Mountain View. Also, SBU and Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank. Bailey Chevrolet GMC in Willow Springs. Mountain View Auto Parts, you know, as seasons will change. It's hot. It's summertime, definitely. But in the blink of an eye, fall's going to come. And you know, windshield wiper blades and, of course, your coolant. I go through a lot of windshield wiper juice in all my travels, but Mountain View Auto Parts, they are your parts store for your car, truck, SUV, and a good place for conversation as well. Greg's Body Shop, also Ozark Trading Post, you know, buying, selling, pawning. You got some old gold coins or an old instrument, or maybe you're looking for an instrument, go see Ozark Trading Post. Randy will take care of you. The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of Alton Bank, Current Incorporated, also Mountain View Lumber for all your building supplies. Simmons Bank, Ozarks Healthcare, Moark Realty, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet of West Plains. So we appreciate all of our sponsors. Again, I'm Gary Lee, Liberty, and the Scott City Rams. Getting ready to get after it on a Friday night here at the Nest. Coin toss was good. I was going through the sponsors, so it looks like the Liberty Eagles will receive. So Scott City will get the football to start the second half. They won the toss, deferred. Liberty in the navy blue pants, gray jerseys, trimmed out in white, red helmets. Rams will spot it up on the far hash over towards the airport. And with the kicking duties for the Rams is Caden Talley. He also will play wide receiver and defensive back. As we're about to get the 2026 season underway, Roger Hafner, one of the deep backs, it's going to be an angling kick. and it's caught by Cox. And Cox, he's going to drag a few Liberty Eagles, or a few Rams, I should say, all the way to the 45-yard line. Wyatt Cox caught it about the 35-yard line, picks up 10 yards on the return, first and 10, Liberty. Taking the snaps for the Eagles, Graham Toon. Graham took over week six last year for the Liberty Eagles at quarterback. In the backfield, Wyatt Cox. Liberty will work out of the shotgun. Trips to the right. Toon steps back to the 40. Motion coming across from the trip side. Back to pass to the sideline. Caught. Little hook and ladder. And no gain on the play. Good job by the Rams. Sniffing it out. Smothers with the catch. Yeah, Preston Smothers with that. Little hook and ladder. There's a handoff to the right side. Trying to get to the edge is Melby. Looks like Jasper's going to pick up 2 yards. Third down, 8 to go for the Liberty Eagles. They are just inside. Now they're at their own 47-yard line. Out of the shotgun, rolling to the near side. Throwing one, caught, and right at the first down marker. Going to be a yard shy. Cooper Holden. And that is a pickup of 8 yards. Handoff up the middle, and it's Cox off the dive play. Preston Smothers leading the way. And a 3-yard carry for Wyatt. Liberty Eagles looking at 2nd and 7. Eagles will go with a bunch formation to the right. Empty backfield. Snap. And it's a handoff. And I believe that is going to be to Carter Ellett. So 18-yard carry. And nice carry for Carter Ellett running off the left side. Pistol formation. Deuces on each side. Toon out of the shotgun. Drops straight back. Three-step drop. Looks across the middle. Finds his target. Caught! Inside the 10. Jasper Melby with the catch. So a 21-yard pass and catch. Empty backfield, trips to the right, deuces to the left. Toon steps back, looks to the corner. Oh, there's all kinds of contact. No flag, incomplete. So Graham is 2 for 3 right now here on this drive. So it's 2nd and goal from the 8. Liberty again with a big play to Cooper Holden. Tucked in tight, shotgun, dropping back. Toon looks, finds his target, looking to spin out of a tackle and brought down at the 5. Melby with the catch picks up 3. So it brings up 3rd and goal. Hand off to Cox, up the middle, barrels in, touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Wyatt Cox takes it in from 5 yards out. And the Eagles are on the board, 6-0. Liberty ran it 3 times and threw it 3 times. So they punch it in. Now for the 2-point conversion, pistol formation. And they'll hand it to Cox again. And he gets hit right at the goal line and held out. So Liberty on the board. 6-0, 8:33 to go in the first. We'll take a break, come right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
Most of us have a truck story, whether it's memories of grandpa's old truck or the truck your mom and dad drove when they were dating. For the truck that will someday be part of your family's stories, get yours at Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
This is John Bailey. Together, let's drive a Bailey, Chevy, or GMC.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
The Bank of Birchtree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust. And you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
All right, welcome back. Eagles score on their opening drive. And set to kick it off. They lead 6-0. Looking at your radio dial left to right. Liberty will be kicking to the left or to the south end zone. And the squib kick goes out of bounds around the, between the 25 and 30 yard line. See where they'll spot the football. They're spotted at the 29, looks like. So first and 10 for the Rams. Lane Miller is the quarterback. Miller wears number 12. And the Rams will come out in a shotgun with a slot. Deuces to the left, also slot receiver over on the left side. Looks like it's Chase Knight, 26. He comes in motion. They hand it off, going to run up the middle, and nothing there. 17 with the carry. No yards. It'll bring up 2nd and 10. Again, now the shotgun. Motion from left to right. And another handoff off the right side. Stood up. 1 yard gain. With the carry again. Adam Swinford.
Again,
but still, they say no gain. So, third and 10 for the Rams. Miller, the quarterback for the Rams, out of the shotgun. He drops back, looking downfield. Middle of the, had an open receiver. Incomplete. That was 26. Again, the Chase Knight coming out of the backfield. So, fourth and 10. Punt off the side of the foot, but it's going to take a good Liberty or a good Rams bounce, and it'll be downed at the Liberty 25. So the Eagles take over first and 10. Three and out for Scott City. They ran it twice, threw it once, and again, the receiver was open. Did not catch it. So the Eagles back with the football, leading 6-0, 7:08 to go in the first. Remember the live video stream? Of course, you can find all that cool and groovy stuff on 96.9 The Fox Facebook page. Graham Toon out of the shotgun, trips to the right. He drops straight back, good protection. Looks down the middle of the field. He's got a receiver. Oh, in and out of his hands. Roger Hafner had six, but he could not hang on. Ooh, that was one Roger would like to have back. Beat his man. Graham put it right where it needed to be. But another play. It's going to be a handoff to Cox. Cox tries to run off the right side. Not much there, no gain. Gain of one. So to bring up third and 9. Eagles have the ball at their own 26. Trips to the right, one receiver alone to the left. Rolling out. Pass is thrown over towards Hafner. Incomplete. So it's 4th and 9. Eagles could only pick up a yard on that drive. Boy, they had a big hunk, but again, just couldn't hang on to it. Back to punt is the Liberty Eagles. Looks like maybe Preston Smothers is going to punt. Low snap. He gathers it up, puts it off his foot, and it's going to go out of bounds at the Scott City 41-yard line, first and 10. 6-0, again, your score. 6:12 to go in the first quarter. Liberty with the lead. Scott City with the football. They went 3 and out their first series. See what they can muster up here on their second drive. Checking in, Camden Bollinger, number 10, he checks in. Now he's out wide to the left. Swinford in the backfield with Lane. Jet sweep, looking to get to the edge, and nothing there. Nice tackle by Liberty. Coming up, making that stop. 54 is... Well, I have a 54. Who's 54? Reed Toon? Well, Well, he was wearing, I thought he was wearing 77. All right, so retune makes a stop. Rolling out the pass, looking downfield, incomplete. Tally, the intended receiver. So retune is not 77. He is 54. Week one, sort out numbers and roster and all that kind of stuff. Third and 10 again for the Scott City Rams. Out of the shotgun, trips to the left. Quarterback rolls to the left. Has it batted down, incomplete. Carter Ellett bats it down. So three and out again for the Rams. So three carries for Adam Swinford for the Rams. He has not picked up a yard yet. Fourth and 10. Long snap. Here's the punt. That's a good punt. That's going to be, nope. It'll be downed by the Rams inside the 15 to about the 12-yard line. First and 10, Liberty. Eagles scored on their first drive. Here's their third possession. Yeah, they got the football spotted at the 12. Eagles will go with trips to the far side. Ellett, Melby, looks like Holden. And they're going to hand it off to Cox. Cox will pick up 1, maybe 2 yards. And they'll give him 1. So Cox now 4 carries, 10 yards on 4 carries. .445 to go in the first, 6-0 Liberty. Out of the shotgun, deuces on each side. Tune back to pass. Overshoots his intended receiver. That was Cooper Holden. So third and 9 now from the 13 for Liberty. 4:38 to go. Clock stops with a incomplete pass. Deuce package. Another handoff looking to get to the right side. And stepping out of bounds is Ellett. Carter's going to pick up. Carter will pick up about 4 yards. This brings up 4th and 5. So another punting situation for Liberty. Smothers again back to punt for the Eagles. Lane Miller back to receive. Uh-oh, and it goes over the head, and Smothers just kicks it out of bounds for a safety. So Liberty gives up 2 points. So that is a safety on a punt right there. Officials now are converging. Yeah, it's a safety. Smothers did the right thing. He just kicked it out of the back of the end zone as pressure was coming. So Scott City gets 2 points, and now Liberty will drop kick it from the 20-yard line. 4:25 on the clock. Here in the first, week one. Liberty still leading 6-2, but the Rams should get pretty good field position out of this. Momentum shift. Again, the Lady Eagle volleyball team, they're in St. Joseph competing. They're playing, they had two games today. They'll play two more tomorrow. Scott City Rams, the Boot Hill area. You know, they play some teams that we are somewhat familiar with, Hayti, Portageville, East Prairie, Caruthersville, some teams that Scott City plays every year that Liberty has got some experience with. So the Eagles will kick it actually from the 10-yard line. And it's an end-over-end, takes a high bounce, picked up at the 42-yard line, and then forced out of bounds in Liberty territory at about the 42. Of Liberty. So first and 10, really good field position for Scott City. You pick up about 5 yards here, you know, you would think you're pretty much in four down territory. Scott City trails 6-2, 4:20 on the clock in the first. Wayne Miller works out of the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself, and he's brought down at the 41. Reed Toon with the tackle. So, pickup of one, second and 9. Single wing. Receiver on each side, and they'll hand it off to the running back. And that is, with the carry, Swinford. And that time, Swinford will pick up 4 yards. So it's going to bring up 3rd and 5. 4 down territory for the Rams. 3:13 to go. And a false start. 5-yard penalty. So that'll bring it back to the original line of scrimmage. 3rd and 10 now for Scott City with 3:13 to go. 6-2 is your score. Miller has got Swinford spotted up to the right. Takes the snap, takes the handoff, and it's quarterback dive up the middle. He's going to drag some Liberty players and brought down at the 35-yard line. So a pickup of 7. It's going to bring up 4th and 3. Fourth and 3, it looks like if you're Scott City, you just as well go for it where you're at. Although their defense has held Liberty last couple of times. And the Rams want a timeout. Talk things over with 2:06 to go in the first. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Parts City.
Now is the time to replace your worn-out wiper blades at Parts City Auto Parts. Save $10 when you purchase a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They repel water and clear your windshield to improve visibility. We'll even install your new wiper blades for free at participating Parts City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Rams go for it on fourth down, incomplete pass. So it'll be first and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. They dodge a bullet there. They get the safety called on them on the bad snap. Rams have really good field position, but they're unable to punch it in. So Liberty football, 6-2, 2:03 to go. Graham Toon with trips to the right, takes it, fakes the handoff, looks to the sideline, that's tipped. Pass was intended for Jasper Melby. Second and 10, just under 2 minutes to go in the first. 6-2 Liberty, pistol formation, 2x2, motion. Melby fakes the jet sweep handoff. They get it to Cox, and Cox goes forward. It'll bring up third down. Parker makes the tackle for the Rams, and it's going to be third and 8. Ball is spotted at the Liberty 37-yard line. Trips to the short side on the left. Lone receiver out to the right, inside the hash. They're going to toss it to him, and it's Hafner, and he is stood up. He'll pick up a yard. And it will bring up fourth and long. Eagles will come out. Well, they're going to go for it on fourth and long. 55 seconds to go here in the first. Eagles going for it on fourth and long. Toon back to pass. And it's picked off. And it'll be first and 10 Rams from the Liberty 44-yard line. Pass was intended for Ellett, but picked away. So 45 seconds now to go in the first. First turnover of the game. And it is Scott City football. Football is spotted at the Liberty 43. Wayne Miller out of the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself. Looks to spin off one tackle, then stood up, brought down. Miller's going to pick up 5 on the carry. He brings it out to the 38-yard line now. Second and 5. Cooper Holden was in on that tackle, playing cornerback on the right side. Miller out of the shotgun. He's going going to hand it off. And nothing there. Reed Toon with the tackle, and that's going to be a loss on the play. See where they spot it. A loss of two. And that's the end of the first. After one, Liberty leads Scott City 6-2. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Godfather, I need help.
Ah, yes you do. What is it that I could assist you with?
I've got some friends coming over and no time to cook. What should I do?
Ah, you truly need Godfather's Pizza.
Godfather's Pizza in Mountain View. Dine in or carry out. Pizza, wings, ice cream, and so much more. Call in your order ahead of time. 417-934-5334. Godfather's Pizza, East 5th Street, Mountain View.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Welcome back, and it's Ram football. Loose fumble, and Liberty says they have it. It looks like Lane May, he bobbled it and did not recover, and it is a turnover. Liberty gets it right back. So first and 10 Liberty with 28 seconds ticked away in the second. We got 11:32 to go in the half. 6-2 is your score. Liberty with the lead and the football. First and 10 at the Rams 41. Cox spots up to the left of Graham Toon. Toon drops straight back, looking downfield, bumps once, zips one, passes intended, and it's caught! What a catch! Pass interference, but he caught it anyway. It is a catch all the way down to the 29-yard line of the Rams. Throw and catch. So the Eagles with a chunk play. And now Liberty is, without a doubt, in four down territory. Kind of eases things up a little bit. 11:17 to go in the first. Eagles will work out of the pistol. 2x2. Takes the handoff, looking to the right side. Another catch, and that's Melby. Touchdown, Liberty! Touchdown, Jasper Melby. And he takes it in from 29 yards out. Liberty's second score of the game. Jasper's like, yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. 12-2, 11:09 to go in the first half. Liberty will go for 2 points. Now the pistol. They're going to fake the jet sweep. They get it to Easton Smotherman. Easton looks to get to the far edge. Dives in. It's good. 2-point conversion. Good. Easton Smotherman with the 2-point conversion. So 14-2 now, Liberty. A little extracurricular activity after the play. The Rams thought they had Easton corralled in, but he seen a little seam, and he just dove into it. And the Eagles are on the board again. 14-2 now, Liberty. Eagles will boot it away. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Eagles with the score. They got a turnover. The second quarter started with a Lane Miller fumble. Liberty recovered. And then they marched it down the field for another touchdown. 11:09 to go in the half. Eagles set to kick it to the Rams. Fairgrove was leading Mountain Grove 6-0. Ash Grove leading Willow Springs 8-7. West Plains leading Miller Career Academy 7-6. Kick is downed, no return. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Rams at their own 40-yard line. Lane Miller trots back out for the Rams. He's got Swinford spotted up to his right. They'll run slot left, two receivers to the left. Rolling to the left is Lane, and he's wrestled down. Nice open field tackle by Jasper Melby. No gain on the play. So that is Lane's fifth carry. He's got 13 yards on five carries. Out of the gun. Liberty's going to blitz. They get through. Uh-oh, there's a big hole up the middle, and a big chunk of real estate will be picked up by Lane. Nice tackle, Cooper Holden. But that's going to be a pickup of 14 yards for Lane. In Liberty territory for the second time. 1st and 10. Omar Johnson into the ball game for the Rams. He's going to be the slot back on the right. They'll hand it off to the tailback, and he's going to be brought down after a 1 yard gain. Reed Toon with the tackle. Second and 9, ball now at the Liberty 45. Swinford comes out, Bollinger comes in. He's a junior running back. Spots up to the left of Lane Miller, quarterback for the Rams. Motion is Omar Johnson. High snap. Lane's going to keep it. Looks to get outside, and just a little bit there, another nice open field tackle, Cooper Holden. Nice job. Cooper's doing a good job at that cornerback position. And a pickup of two for Lane. It's going to bring up third and 8. Omar Johnson stays in as a slot back. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Back to pass, quick pass, and it's picked off! Liberty takes it away. Cooper Holden says, I want it. And he took it. First and 10, Liberty. And that kills the drive by the Rams. Cooper Holden with the INT. First and 10, Liberty. It's at their own 38-yard line. 14-2, 8:32 to go in the first half. It looks like we've got, that's going to be an official timeout now. Neither team called it, but an official timeout. So with that, again, we want to thank, you know, our live stream sponsors. And remember, it's KUPH, the Fox, or KUPH 96.9, the Fox Facebook page for the live video stream. And we got our own YouTube channel as well. All right, first and 10, Liberty out of the shotgun. Backed in tight. Deuces on each side. Graham Toon drops back. Good protection. Looks in the middle of the field. Finds Wyatt Cox, but knocked away by Lane Miller right at the last second. He just got a piece of it as Cox was looking for another big gainer for the Liberty Eagles. Second and 10. Ball is on the near hash towards the press box. Toon has a bunch formation. Going to hand it off to Ellett. Ellett's got blockers. Gets to the sideline. Picks up the first down. And then some. He's going to pick up 11. So Carter Ellett will move the chain. Liberty's fifth first down here in the first half. 8:20 to go. It's 14-2. Trips to the right. Toon rolls to the right. Head up, looking downfield. Now, oh, he's got a wide open receiver and could not hit him. Jasper Melby was there. Pressure was coming by the Rams. Graham just couldn't quite get it to him. Jasper wanted it, you know, towards the sideline. That's what he was looking, and it was thrown back towards the hash, towards the middle of the field. Second and 10 for the Eagles. Ball's on the far hash. Bunch formation on the left side with trips. Cox gets the handoff, running off the left side, and there's just not much there. They'll give him a yard. So 6 carries for Cox. 13 yards on 6 carries. Holden and Ellett out wide to the right. Toon back to pass. Looks, and he throws it to the wrong color jersey. Another interception. Graham kind of staring down his receiver, and Lane Miller was able to just read Graham all the way. And he just laid back about 3 yards off, and Graham just kept following that receiver intended, which was Hafner, and when he released it, Wayne Miller just stepped in and gobbled it up for an easy INT. First and 10 Rams, 14-2 Liberty. 7:26 to go in the first half. Wayne Miller awaits the snap, takes it, hands it off. And nothing there again for Swinford. Brian Thompson making the tackle for Liberty. Actually, that's a loss of one. So second and 11. 6:50 to go in the half. 14-2 Liberty. And the Rams need a timeout. It is their second timeout taken here in the half. We'll take one as well. 6:47 to go in the half. 14-2 Liberty. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's time for new appliances from Foster's Appliance in downtown Mountain View. Foster's Appliance has top brands, great prices, and they service what they sell. Stop by and check out their full line of refrigerators, freezers, laundry sets, and products from name brands such as GE, Crosley, and Speed Queen. And don't forget, they also work on almost all brands of appliances. That's Foster's Appliance, 104 West 1st Street, Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Second and 11 for Scott City. 6:47 to go. Liberty leads 14-2. Miller takes the snap. He's going to run it. Gets to the edge. Oh, big hit coming across. Reed Toon. And Miller, though, will pick up three on the carry. So it'll bring up third and eight. The Rams will work out the shotgun. They're going to go with four receivers, two on each side. Lane Miller drops back to pass, looks into the middle, and incomplete. Sixth pass attempt for Scott City. They have yet to complete one, and it's going to bring up fourth and eight. Looks like the Rams are going to go for it. Well, now they're subbing some players in and out. Punter comes in. Caden Talley, number five. He'll wait for the football back at the 47-yard line. Liberty's got two returners off the foot. And it's going to be picked up by Melby. Melby gets to the sideline, and he brings it across the 35. Forced out of bounds at the 37. 5:52 to go in the half. Liberty football. They lead 14-2. Eagles. Easton Smotherman's going to come out wide here to the right side. Eagles kind of run a double wing. Hafner out wide to the far side. Liberty goes motion. Going to run the option. And they make the pitch. Pitch man is there. And nice first down play. And that's Melby. And Melby will pick up seven. So 7 yards. It's going to bring up second and three. Ball is at the 44-yard line. 5:16 to go in the half. 14-2 Liberty. Again, kind of a double wing shotgun formation. And they get it to Ellett. Ellett looks to get to the left side. He's going to pick up the first down and more. And Ellett is going to pick up about 8, maybe 9. Yeah, Ellett with 8 more yards. First and 10, Liberty. I'm going to keep kind of that pistol double wing pass through the hands of Hafner. So this drive started with a nice run by Melby. His second carry of the game. Here's another toss. This is Hafner. Now we got a penalty. No, that's Melby. A penalty marker thrown. Melby brings it out. Shy of the Ram 35-yard line, but again, we got a couple penalties. Holding, and it's going to be against Liberty. Their first penalty of the game, and that will nullify another nice run by Jasper Melby. And that will back Liberty up to their own 43-yard line. So it's going to bring up second and long. And that's second and 20. Pistol. Eagles will run with the tight end here, and that's going to be Carter Ellett. Back to pass, looking downfield. Oh, overshoots his intended receiver, Easton Smotherman. Easton had a couple steps on the defender, but Toon just led him a little too much. So it's going to bring up third and 20 now for the Liberty Eagles. Wyatt Cox, the tailback, spots up to the left. Graham Toon waits the snap, takes it, drops back, and incomplete. Pass intended for Jasper Melby. And that brings up fourth and 20. So the Eagles got the turnover, but unable to cash in. Punting formation for the Eagles. 4:39 on the clock. Low snap, but it is gathered up and that booted away. And it's going to take a really good Liberty bounce and roll, and it will be down at the 14-yard line. Ooh, snap was again second bad punt snap Eagles have had. One resulted in a safety. So, 4:27 to go here in the first half. Liberty leads 14-2. Ram football. Scott City with Chaffee. Liberty played Chaffee. I believe that was in 2008. 2007, Liberty went to Chaffee, and they got the win. They only had two wins in 07. Lane Miller works out the shotgun, hands it off, slips and fall is the tailback. And again, that's Adam Johnson. And it's going to be a loss of two. And bring up second and 12. That's the eighth carry for Swinford. Just under 4 minutes. Oh, it's another fumble. Liberty comes up with it. Carter Ellis. He almost took the handoff. I mean, literally, Carter almost took the handoff and ran it in for a touchdown. Third turnover of the half for the Rams, and it's first and goal for the Liberty Eagles. Working out the pistol. They'll hand it off to Cox. Cox takes it in for the score. So Wyatt Cox with his second touchdown, and it was just the same as his first, 5 yards. So the Eagles go up 20 to 2. .338 to go in the half. Eagles will go for the 2-point conversion. And again, they hand it to Cox. Cox takes it and punches it in for two more. 2-point conversion is good. So 22-2 now. Liberty, 3:38 to go in the half. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the kickoff. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Shop our large selection of new Chevrolet Buick and GMC vehicles, plus a huge inventory of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We make buying easy with our best price up front, so you can spend less time worrying about the price and more time finding the vehicle that's right for you.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
All right, welcome back. Eagles lead 22-2. And they're set to kick it off. Eagles will boot it down the middle of the field. It's going to be caught at the 20 and returned. Looking to get to the sideline, breaking a couple tackles, spinning out of a couple more, finally brought down. Nice return for Scott City. Camden Bollinger with the return. First and 10 for the Rams. Bollinger caught it at the 20, brings it to the 45, so near midfield. 3:29 to go. Some scores. Fair Grove leads Mountain Grove 18-0. Ash Grove, at last report, still led Willow Springs 8-7. Lane Miller out of the shotgun. Now he's rolling to the near side, looking for the short pass, and it was almost taken away, broken up by Roger Hafner. Pass was intended for Omar Johnson, number one. Second and 10. Clock stops with 3:24 on it. Friday night football on the Fox. Another year. Second and 10. Miller back to pass. That's incomplete. So right now, Lane Miller is 0-for-8 here in the first half. 3:19 to go, third and 10. Hunter Speakman, inside receiver. Big target. Omar Johnson at the slot. Miller back to pass. Now he's going to run it on the quarterback draw. He's able to get outside and picks up maybe 3, and it'll bring up fourth down. He'll pick up 2. So it'll bring up 4th and 8. Clock continues to tick. We're just under 3 minutes. And the Rams will punt. Hafner and Melby go back to receive. Good snap. Punt angling to the right side. And it will go out of bounds. 1st and 10, Liberty. 2:36 to go in the first half. Liberty would like to punch another one in before they head to the locker room at intermission. Hey, remember now, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., all you Liberty fans, you know, Liberty faithful, come join us at Jack and Sally's Deli and Cafe in Mountain View. It's in Nappy Town, the old TC's, Skelly's station. That's where it is located, Country Covered, if you're, you know, if you remember. That's where Jack and Sally's Deli and Cafe is at. And we will be there at 8 a.m., so come join us. 1st and 10, Liberty. Graham Toon has time. He floats out of the pocket. And he zips one. It's caught by Smotherman. Easton Smotherman with the catch. And he'll be marked down at the 45. We do have a flag. We'll see who it is on. Illegal. Well, it's against, I believe it's against the Rams. What? Well, one official said it was a catch. And so that was waved off. It looked like Easton caught it from here. No, the penalty is against Liberty. It was an illegal man downfield. So a 5-yard penalty, Liberty's second penalty, 1st and 15. 2:19 to go in the half. Toon looks for Carter Ellett, incomplete. So 2nd and 15 for Liberty. .22-2, Liberty. And if you're listening and you're trying to text or message me, I cannot get any messages. So text somebody else. Graham Toon takes the snap, flushed out of the pocket, looks down middle of the field, finds Wyatt Cox, and Cox will pick up 17. So 17-yard reception, and that will move the chains for the Liberty Eagles. Timeout, Liberty, with 2:06 to go. We'll take one as well. It's Eagle football on the Fox 96.9.
When you need a bonded and insured company with the trust only years of quality service can bring, you need Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service in Mountain View and Willis Springs. If you break down or have an accident, you can trust Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service to do the job. They have the experience and the equipment to do any job from small car to semis. Keep this number in your phone, 934-6594, and call Gentleman Jim's anytime you need a tow. Gentleman Jim's in Mountain View and Willis Springs.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Liberty on first and 10. Graham Toon takes a snap, flushed out of the pocket, picks up 1 yard on the carry. So second and 9 for the Liberty Eagles. 1:30 to go in the half. 22-2 Liberty. Toon, looking downfield, zips one, incomplete. Pass was intended for Jasper Melby. Third and 9. Clock stops with 1:21 on it. Liberty on the, as far as the passing game goes, Liberty has been able to get behind the receivers. Just, you know, it's week one. Graham's not quite zeroed in on them. 2x2. Toon drops straight back. Flushed out of the pocket. Looks and finds Easton Smotherman. And Smotherman takes it to inside the Rams territory to the 48. It's a personal foul on Liberty. So scratch that. Yarder. So Liberty's third penalty. They've been penalized 30 yards here in the first half. Rams have been penalized once for 5. So third and a really, really long ways. Rams, they may pin their ears back right here. Toon throws one deep, and it's caught! Big play by the Liberty Eagles. And that hauling it in was Cooper Holden. So Holden takes it all the way down to the 25. So a 53-yard bomb throw and catch, Cooper Holden with the biggest play on the night, 58 seconds to go. Cooper hauls it in. Cooper with a interception as well. Ball is spotted at Scott City's 25-yard line. So the Eagles now, they've thrown it 18 times here in the first half. But they have ran it 14 times. They've thrown 18, ran 14, so pretty good balance. First and 10, Liberty from the Ram 25. Two receivers on each side. Toon drops straight back. Now he looks to take it up the middle, finds a seam. Now he's going to take what he can get, steps out of the bounds. Clock will stop with 49 seconds to go. Graham Toon picks up 3 yards on the carry. Second and 7 for the Eagles. 49 seconds to go in the half. 22-2 Liberty. Again, two receivers on each side. Wyatt Cox, lone tailback. He floats out in the middle of the field, looking and in and out of the hands of Carter Ellett. Clock stops with 43 seconds on the incomplete pass. Brings up third down. Third and 7. Trips to the right. Little bubble screen caught by Hafter. Makes a move. Now gets to the outside. Needs to break one more tackle. And he's needs to actually get out of bounds now. And it's 28 seconds and counting. Clock stops with 26 seconds. Roger with the catch. So 7-yard reception. For Hafter, timeout, Liberty. That's Rogers' third catch. He's got 37 yards receiving in the first half. Melby has got 32 yards receiving in the first half. Wyatt Cox has got a 17-yard catch. And then leading all receiving yards in the first half is Cooper Holden with 53 yards. First down, a new set of downs. Liberty's ninth first down of the first half. 26 seconds to go. 22-2 Liberty. Ball is on the near hash here below the press box. Back to pass. Looking downfield. He's got a receiver. Touchdown Liberty! From 15 yards out. And it's Easton Smotherman hauling it in for his first catch, 15 yards. And a TD. That is Liberty's fourth touchdown. Two rushing touchdowns, both 5-yard runs by Wyatt Cox. And then Melby with the 29-yard touchdown reception. Two-point conversion, Cox. He's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Tackle made by Omar Johnson. And then a 15-yard touchdown reception by Easton Smotherman. 28-2 is where we're at. 19 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break. Come right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Parts City.
Receive a $15 Parts City Auto Parts gift card after rebate with the purchase of any 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Plus, get a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limit supply. We can recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. See your Parts City Auto Parts store for details.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
All right, welcome back. Eagles lead 28-2 here in the half, and there's just 19 seconds to go. Eagles are set to kick it off. They'll be kicking it off to start the second half as well. Squib kick, and it's going to be down at the 38-yard line. 17 seconds to go in the half. So the Rams trot back out on the field. Down by 26. There's been five turnovers, Liberty with two interceptions. And then Scott City has fumbled twice and thrown one interception. Fairgrove leads Mountain Grove at the half, 18-0. Willow Springs leads Ashgrove, 22-8. West Plains leading Miller, 21-6. Pierce City leading Houston, 34-6. Miller leading Kabul 34-0, St. James up on Salem 7-0, and Ava leading Forsyth 7-6. That's the end of the first half. Liberty 28 and Scott City 2. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Touchdown, Liberty!
Liberty Eagles football on 96.9 The Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Before you pay full price for guns, ammo, or tools, make the smart stop first. Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View has firearms, ammunition, accessories, and tools at prices that just make sense. Shop for what you need, trade for what you don't, or turn unused gear into cash. From gun cabinets to toolboxes, you never know what a great deal you'll find. Ozark Trading Post, smart way to buy, sell, and pawn. City.